is about the most diverse offense you guys have faced all year as far as throwing it everywhere, but they also got the running backs. And
yeah, their statistics speak for themselves. You know, they've got two really good running backs. You know, they're different style running backs. They're very productive, not only running the ball. You know, Freeman has over 1,000 yards, but I think between them they have like 85 receptions, you know. So they're throwing the ball a lot to the running backs, and they're a big part of their offense. You know, the receiving group is very skilled. You know, Julio Jones is as good as there is in the league. You know, I think, you know, big, can go up and get the deep ball. And, you know, Sanu's been a real good compliment because he's another big guy that's good with the ball after the catch because he's physical running after the catch. And I think Gabriel's really made a lot of progress since we played him. He had a touchdown catch against us in the first game and has good speed you know, I think has been more productive as of late. And then, you know, Matt Ryan's having a career year. You know, he throws the ball on timing. Gets the ball out of his hands quick. He knows where he's going with the ball. So they can spread you out you know, run a lot of empty sets with nobody in the backfield, which we saw a lot of in the first game. Or they can line up and run the ball. And they're two totally different style runners. So they've got a lot of weapons. Offensive line's a veteran offensive line. I think the addition of Mack, you know, was a real good pickup for him, so they've got a lot of experience there.
Hey, John, when you look at Joe Thomas, I know he put in a lot of work this offseason attempting more of a three-down linebacker. What is different about him this season that's kind of allowed him to fill in on those early downs?
Well, I think his experience. You know, obviously last year, you know, he played as a third-down guy, and then towards the end of the year, you know, we worked him in there as a coverage guy in our nickel scheme, you know, he's played a lot of football for us. I just think he's more experienced in terms of gap fits and making the calls and all those things. And it started with him playing in third down last year. But Joe's done a nice job for us. And, you know, he's been a matchup guy for us. And when you're playing running backs like, you know, we're going to see Sunday, Joe becomes very important to you.
What did you see out of Kentrell when he kind of got thrusted in there when Morgan went out early Sunday?
Yeah, and KB's really done a good job. You saw him make a couple really nice tackles. I mean, that ball spilled out one time, and he was able to get Elliott, you know, by the feet and trip him up. And if he doesn't make that play, you know, he's going to go for big yardage. And you saw him on Beasley coming over the middle, okay, make a solid tackle. He's a good combination, you know, of a guy that has pretty good athletic ability and speed, and he's a tough guy. So he's been thrust to probably play more than we anticipated, but you know, I think that's helped him.
Dom, in the two games that Julio missed with an injury, and I think, you know, part of last week's game as well, how much does their offense change when he's not there in terms of schematics? Is it still pretty similar, or do they have to change a lot?
Well, they've got a number of good receivers. I mean, obviously, you know, I'm sure they'd like to have Julio on the field every down. Just because he can hit the home run at any time, and he's such a big target, you know, and he's really good, you know, at the catch, you know, in terms of body position and that type of thing. So they've got a number of other guys, weapons that they'll use. And, you know, if you pay too much attention to just Julio, I mean, I thought our guys did a pretty good job the first game, but we weren't able to make plays to break their rhythm all right in other places. And when you're going against an offense that's as efficient as they are, you know, it's – at some point in there, you have to make plays to break the rhythm of the offense.
You mentioned the running backs. How much of a challenge does it add to it when you do have two backs who can, A, run the ball, but B, also not just be check down guys, but actually be big play guys in the receiving game?
Yeah, well, you don't have to watch much tape, all right? I mean, like I say, they're a different style. You know, I mean, Freeman's kind of a stop, start, you know, downhill. He's got a real physical play style. You got to really do a good job of tackling him. You know, he broke some tackles in their playoff game last week against the Seahawks, who I think are one of the better tackling teams in the league. And Coleman, he's got that speed where he can really stretch you and get on the outside and in the perimeter. You got to be careful because he can break the big one with his speed. So again, they've got different running styles. I think they complement each other.
All the injuries that Demaryius has played through this year, and then there were certain games where he was taken out of the lineup, and coming back in, and then he has the late foot injury last week. Is it tough to know what to expect from him on game day at this point because the season has been so topsy-turvy for him?
Well, you know, most teams, you get to this time of the year, and players, you know, they have certain things where they're banged up, you know, and it's just a matter of, yeah, of where they are and their ability to go out and play, you know, at a high level, because then that's what you're looking for. I mean, with every step, all right, the margin for error gets smaller, and so I think he's done a good job of fighting through things, and hopefully, you know, working your way through, that's part of this business, okay, and becoming a vet and be able to fight your way through things. And I think he's done a good job of that.
What made you think that Gunter could be a guy who could follow people around? Because I'm assuming, you know, in those situations, you usually put your top guy on him, and you got to be really mentally tough, right? You're going to get beat playing some of those guys. What made you think that he could handle that?
Well, first of all, you watch, I mean, his competitiveness. I mean, he competes every day on the practice field. He's one of those guys that doesn't like to let the guy he's covering catch the ball. And he does a good job at the line of scrimmage, normally getting his hands on people and disrupting their routes. And he competes every down. And those are qualities you have to have if you're going to be going against some of these receivers that you go against. So he's, you know, when we put him in those situations, he's competed his tail off, and you're going to win some, you're going to lose some, but he does a nice job if he does come up short of coming back and fighting to get back into things and make his share of the plays, and that's really what you have to do at that position.
John, would you say he has all the intangibles? He probably doesn't have the measurables, obviously, but he has the intangibles for that position where you put a star on him and he follows a Julio Jones or a Dez Bryant around the field?
Well, it's one of the things I think it's enabled him to play, you know, as much as he has and perform, I think, the way that he's performed. He does have a lot of the intangibles. I mean, you go to meetings and, you know, Gunt's going to ask questions in the meetings. He's going to be on top of what he's supposed to do. I think he's going to really steady his opponent. And all those things, I think, help giving him a chance to compete.
Has he been worn down at all by that, by both the mental and physical challenge of going against some of the best receivers in the league?
I don't think so. I think that we've put the hat on him a few times, and he's normally risen to the occasion.